Live Radio Voices, and you can find us on prn.live. We bring you The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. And either myself or Dr. Z is the host, or sometimes both of us if we're both around and available. And the best way to get in touch with us and to find out all the things that we have available is to go to naturalnurse.com. That's all one word, naturalnurse.com. When you get there, right on the front page, you can sign up to get our newsletter. And to do that, we only ask for your email, no other information. Then you get an email where you have to click again saying, yes, I want to get the newsletter, and then you're on the mailing list until such a time as you don't want to be. Very easy, unsubscribe. Also, many people, and probably the best way to find out everything, is to go to naturalnurse.com, and from there, you can find thousands of really podcasts and radio shows that you can listen to are completely free. That's under media. We also have presentations there, YouTube videos on all kinds of topics. And if you click on classes and events, you can find out how to join us either virtually or nowadays that it's the summer in the East, up north where we are, and I'm in Oyster Bay, Dr. Z is in Connecticut, and we get together and do lots of classes together. For instance, we take groups to Chinatown to visit the all about the Chinese apothecaries and tongue impulse diagnosis. And our next Chinatown trip will be October 1st. And you can go right on naturalnurse.com and look down to October, and you'll see a flyer and how to go ahead and join in. But we have lots of classes between now and then. For instance, in June, which we're in June, we have so much going on. On June 10th, we have our first Northern Wild Edible and Medicinal Herb Identification going on, where we take a walk in the field, and this is at an absolutely beautiful farm called Restoration Farm in Old Bethpage, New York, and that usually sells out. It's for about 2 hours. We go out, just take a walk, and then we find growing in the wild edible and medicinal plants that you can eat, that you can make into medicine. And that's an identification walk, so you can take pictures, you know, take notes. But then we also have July 9th, our herbal medicine making workshop at Restoration Farm. And that Dr. Zamprone and I do together. And we start out the same way for the first hour. We go out in the field gathering wild edible and medicinal plants. We don't know what'll be there, whatever's there. You know, some years the same kind of wild plants grow. And sometimes we find, you know, special volunteers that have just grown this year. In any event, we identify them, we teach you how to pick them correctly with a spiritual intent, and how to gather the plant so that you have the highest level of active constituents. And then we take them into the tin house, which is a big barn that's right there on Restoration Farm. And then we all together prepare all the herbs we brought in as medicine that you take home for yourself. We make a smudge stick that you can burn around Christmas time. We make a cough syrup that you make yourself and that you can take home and hope you never need it. But if you do, there is no better cough syrup that you can buy on the market. And we make other items like a skin salve, where we actually cook the herbs in special oils and strain them. When I say we, who's ever at the workshop, Dr. Z and I teach you how to do this, and we all do it together. And then you take home your own skin salve that you made out of wild plants, and your own elixir, your own cough syrup, and your own smudge sticks that you made at the workshop. And one thing I always like to say is making your own herbal medicine is something you should learn to do. And certainly knowing the plants that are outside your door, which ones are edible and which one's a medicinal. You know, it's fun as a hobby, and many times people have told me that it saved their life. I'm thinking of two times. One is at my Florida home when Wilmer came through. And once in my Oyster Bay home when Sandy came through. And these are giant storms that wipe out the electric. People are living in a pretty, you know, state of discomfort unless you're all prepared, unless you're a prepper, which actually finding out how to become a prepper is probably a good idea just in case. And one of the things that preppers know is what plants are outside their door in their yard or a short walk from their house, because there's no gasoline when the electric goes out because the gas pumps don't work. What can you eat? And I got so many phone calls since I've been teaching this since 1964. Yes, that's with a six. So people said because they had taken my class, they were able to know what plants that were right outside they could use for food during the time when no food was available. So besides it being a fun hobby, it can also be a very important survival tool and a gift for you to have that knowledge. On the other hand, if you come to our Edible and Medicinal Herb Walk at Old Westbury in June or the workshop in July and learn to make your own medicine, I also suggest that you go, wow, this skin salve is so good. There's no skin salve that has ever healed my skin like this. This is phenomenal. So then you think, wow, you share it with your friends and they go, this is great. I've never tried skin salve this great. And then you say, well, I'm going to make a batch and sell it on Etsy. Don't do that unless you also talk to me, because I'm the natural regulatory nurse and we have a full course on herbal manufacturing legal considerations. And that course is available on demand, as are 50 of our classes on many aspects of natural medicine. And they also all offer CE units. All our classes offer CE units, which are for professionals like nurses, nurse practitioners, acupuncturists, massage therapists, registered dietitians. They all get CE units for taking our classes. But one class you want to take before you sell one single natural product is herbal manufacturing legal considerations, because I can't tell you how many people are going down, and when I mean down, you know, start getting a fine of $53,000 because you made a little skin salve in your kitchen and sold it. That is what happens for real to many people. And I'm sorry to tell you that saying, oh, I didn't know, doesn't get you off. So make your herbal medicine, you know, use your own plants, teach your friends and family. But as soon as you start selling those as a product, that puts you in a different category, which is called an herbal manufacturer. Even though you think you're just making a few little things and putting them on Etsy, you are then a manufacturer. So to do that, let's have a private conversation, because I'm so sorry to say I'm extremely busy in my regulatory capacity as natural regulatory nurse. And the reason I'm so busy is the FDA and FTC are very aggressive at going after large and small, and no one's too small, people who make herbal products and sell them. So that's both, you know, a warning. Do I agree with that? Not really, but that's not the discussion. The discussion is it's happening and you need to protect yourself. So then we have a lot of great online classes coming up. Like we have one about olive and oregano, from ancient mythology to modern scientific scrutiny. It's really amazing that some of these really simple plants are so like deeply ingrained in tradition, because, for instance, olive and oregano have played significant roles throughout human history. The majestic olive tree and the small, soft oregano plant are both Mediterranean natives that are powerhouses both for flavor and nutrition. And in addition to their respective roles in mythology and folklore, as well as being a delicious nutritive seasoning, both olive and oregano have profound scientific substantiation for their antimicrobial and immune supportive benefits. So that class, for instance, Very, very low cost. Sign up for it now. Just go to naturalnurse.com, classes and events, and that's coming up in a couple months. And you get 3 CE units if you're a professional, but you don't have to be a professional. You can just take the class because you want to learn about it. So all kinds of things are going on right here at naturalnurse.com. So you can join us there to find out about whatever you'd like. And you can also send us a message if you'd like to talk to anyone there. So today we are going to bring on board our guest, Danielle Pashko. Danielle is an author, certified health coach, and yoga instructor. And she went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and helps clients develop weight loss and detoxification programs and also provides consultation to put together a healthy menu. And this was developed at established restaurants and also children's schools. She has been quoted widely, for instance, in the New York Post, Fox News, and USA Today. And she's the author of a book called Breaking Your Fat Girl Habits and Smile at Your Challenges. Thank you so much for joining us today, Danielle.
Thank you for having me. And I'm so fascinated by everything you were just talking about. I may sign up.
Well, if you want to learn more, and if you need any CEUs for your personal professional life, you're certainly welcome to, although people take it all the time just for the information. You don't have to be a professional.
Thank you.
So let's talk about what brought you into making health and wellness your life path.
It all started when I was a child. My mother was very sick with breast cancer from the time that I can remember. And she had gone the traditional allopathic route and was just getting sicker and decided that she wanted to understand more about holistic medicine. And she took on a macrobiotic diet. She started experimenting with homeopathy. She was very into Dr. Bernie Siegel, who wrote Love, Medicine, and Miracles, and got into visualization and meditation. And
yeah, he's been on this show many, many times.
Oh,
this
wow.
This show's been on since 1987.
Oh
right?
My gosh, so. She's so great. She was into Louise Hay, all these great people that are now still popular. And she unfortunately ended up passing away when she was 38 and I was only 13 years old. But what she did do is she left all her books for me, and I was absorbing them and reading them. And most kids in school had very different interests, and I had such an interest in healing and being healthy. And that sort of led me on the path of wanting to get into a profession where I can not only be helping myself, but also help other people.
Well, that must have been very traumatic for you, being a 13-year-old girl and losing your mother. That's difficult.
She was special, but she also left me with a lot. So I'm grateful for the time that I had with her.
So then you went on to learn more. And then you yourself had some health challenges. Tell us about those.
Yes. So I did go on. I have a lot of different certifications that I started since I'm 18 years old in the natural health world. And then when I turned 30 years old, I was working in a practice. I was working at the time with Dr. Jeffrey Morrison. And I started having all these strange symptoms.
I know Dr. Morrison also, because I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Serafina Corsello.
Yes, yes.
She had the I was her head nurse for 23 years.
Oh, wow.
And she was one of the real leaders in the entire group. And Dr. Morrison came in rather late, you know, way later she did. But I was her head nurse, and we worked with Dr. Ronald Hoffman and Dr. Atkins. We were all on the same panels. And Dr. Morrison was just coming in at that time.
Oh, wow. Yes.
He's a nice guy.
Yes. So I was working with him in his practice, and what ended up happening is I was feeling terrible. I was having a lot of insomnia, rapid weight loss, very bad digestive issues, just my heart was palpitating, and I didn't understand what was wrong with me. And I thought it was just stress. I wasn't really sure because I had a very heavy workload and I had a very busy schedule. And I tried to explore what was going on. We thought there may be, I may be related to mercury toxicity or something environmental. Like, we didn't know what was happening. And finally, it was discovered that it was thyroid cancer. And at that point, I had my surgery. And unfortunately, I had to do radiation. I'm very much into natural medicine, like you are too. And I really don't like to do things that are like radiation and things like that.
But I want to jump in there too, because so many people I know, and I have to say personal friends that mm-hmm. are dead. Oof. Because they were so committed to only doing natural therapies
right.
when conventional therapies are the choice. Because I feel like conventional therapies are also here because of God's grace. You know, it's a
right.
very big picture. Certainly they are overused in terms of conventional standards of practice, when really a natural approach would have been the right choice. However, that doesn't mean that they are never the right choice. So in your case, probably you did the best thing.
Right. And so I had my surgery, I did the radiation, and then from there forward, I spent more time, which I always was very health-minded, but just being conscious of eating a more autoimmune style protocol diet, because I also had Hashimoto's before that. And I just wanted to make sure that I would maintain my health and recover quickly. And I did. After everything was completed, I actually felt really well. And I was very happy about it. And I even wrote a book called Smile at Your Challenges. I was celebrating the fact that I was doing well and feeling good. And I was on my way to continue working in this field and helping other people, and even people who had thyroid dysfunction. It was something that I was comfortable with because I had been through it. And that was the first challenge that I had experienced physically.
Right. And so did you do that? Like, while you were going through it, you felt bad kind of giving in to conventional medicine, but it was the right choice.
And it was yet, the right choice, yes.
The natural therapy can actually help to offset a lot of the negative effects of the standard of practice interventions.
Exactly. And that really was what I was focused on. It was doing everything to keep my body as healthy and as strong and keep my immune system as robust as possible while I was going through this. And I actually was very successful with it and felt very well. So I was glad that I was able to make the choice that I did and have a good outcome.
Well, I want to tell people how to find you, and we're going to have all this posted at the end of the show, so people who are listening can, you know, connect with you later. But a really beautiful website that you have is PashkoWellness.com.
Oh, thank
and
you.
That's Danielle's last name, PashKo, and then wellness.com. And you can see there the two beautiful books that you wrote. And you just told us why you wrote Smile.
Smile
what a great
at your challenges.
Name.
Yeah.
What a great
Smile
name,
at
Smile at Your Challenges. How did that come to you as a name?
Well, I think that we can do everything possible to be healthy. And sometimes things don't always work out in our favor. For example, the subtitle is It Takes More Than Just Going Gluten-Free, Drinking Green Juice, and Practicing Yoga to Solve Your Problems.
And as a matter of fact, that exact diet, especially the overuse of greens,
right.
is very damaging to your thyroid. Believe
Absolutely.
It or not.
Yep. It is. All those cruciferous vegetables and all those things that actually can be a little bit damaging. But it's funny when I look at Instagram, or I look at these young influencers and they're drinking their green juice and they're like, oh, everything's great. Life's great. This is all you need to do to be happy. And there's a lot more to it. There's a very emotional component to healing. And there was also a lot of trauma that I relate back to my childhood. And I think that also has to do with the way that our health reflects later on in life, because we can all be predisposed to something. But when you have so much stress, and we know about epigenetics, and we could be predisposed to having something, but just the fact of having stress and a bad lifestyle and that sort of thing could contribute to actually not having good health later on down the road. And so this book talks about things are going to happen that are out of your control. You can do the best that you can possibly do. But when the cards don't fall in your favor, how do you handle it? And it was just a book about facing adversity and recognizing that everything might not be perfect, but it's really about how you handle your challenges is going to affect the way that your health and your just mental well-being and your life moving forward is going to turn out. So it wasn't a book of just about positivity. It's like, I got slammed with some really bad things, but I'm okay. And you can be okay. So you get more blessings when you're more grateful and you are happier in your life. And
so it's inspirational.
It's a more inspirational book. Yeah.
And then you wrote another book too called Breaking Your Fat Girl Habits. Now you don't look like a fat girl. So how would you know?
Well, it was actually said in humor, the book, and it was really a book about not following diet fads. And no, I've never been overweight, but what I have seen is so many individuals are looking at Pinterest or they're looking at social media or looking at these recipes and they're following these diets and they're actually doing more of a disservice to themselves. Sometimes they're overeating health foods or they're going to such an extreme and sometimes less is more. And it's said with humor about doing all these things that you think are so healthy. You don't need to put a gallon of coconut oil in your coffee in the morning, or you don't need to, it's whatever it is. If you're, you know, eating these massive acai bowls or you're doing these things to lose weight because they're health foods, a lot of times they're dysregulating your blood sugar. They're throwing you off. They're not making you feel good. And you also may be gaining weight in the process. So it's actually telling people to be wary of trendy diets and to actually just be more simple. And it actually got a lot of people thinking when they said, people have gotten back to me and said, oh my gosh, I'd make all of those mistakes that you talked about. So it's really the subtitle is weight loss mistakes even healthy chicks make. So it's really explaining some of the mistakes that we make that we think are healthy, but are actually detrimental for us.
Right. And you've mentioned a few times, I completely agree with you. What's going on right now in, you know, just our influencer culture?
Yes.
And sort of anyone with no training whatsoever, mm-hmm. never took a class in anatomy and physiology, right. never took a class in herbal medicine. Mm-hmm. I've seen people saying very dangerous things about herbs in particular. Completely. One young lady recently, I saw her talk about St. John's wort, and she had it spelled right on her little page, W-A-R-T. Which is not how it's spelled.
Right.
So she had no idea, no concept. The word is wort, W-O-R-T, which means plant in mm-hmm. Old English. But be that as it may, I find that it's a very, very dangerous trend.
Absolutely. And it really is unfortunate that that's where people turn for information. They look to TikTok or Instagram, and it's just... It really, people don't realize that herbs are medicine. Supplements can be medicine. And if you don't even know what's going on with your medical history, you could take something that could really be damaging. So it's very important to work with a practitioner if you're really considering taking some of these supplements that are not necessarily ones that are pretty benign, like a vitamin C or something like that. But if you're getting really into herbal medicine, you have to be very skilled and knowledgeable, know what you're doing, like, or work with someone like you.
Well, you don't have to work with someone like me, because one thing I don't do is one-to-one consultations anymore. I did that for 60 years,
wow.
and I felt that was enough. And what I'm much busier about now is teaching. So people
right.
can take classes with me,
exactly.
and they're super inexpensive. And also, mostly I work with the companies that you have heard of, like the large corporations that sell nutritional supplements. And I do things, for instance, review when they have influencers, because whatever the influencer says, if they are representing a company, the company is legally responsible for.
Oh, absolutely.
So some of them who have gotten sued, they now have myself or someone like me on board, and they upload any influencer video, which has to be reviewed first, because, you know, otherwise they can be sued, and the money is huge.
Yeah,
So,
that's very
you know,
smart.
so they can
Right.
talk to you, though, because I know you're still doing one-on-one consultations with people who want to know what might be best for them. And you
Yes,
do want to speak to a trained person.
Right. And I'm very conservative when I recommend, I try to work more with food than too many supplements. There are some supplements that I think are very good and very low side effect profile. But I don't just recommend anything. I also like to know their history and just make sure that I'm being just conservative in how I approach things, because you just never know, and you don't want to be liable for that. Because
It's true. And you
yeah.
also don't want to hurt anybody, you know,
absolutely.
besides the liable stuff.
Right, absolutely.
So we're going to take a little break right now and listen to Natural Medicine Chest right here on Progressive Radio Network. And when we come back, we are going to continue our conversation with Danielle Pashko. And we have all the places you can find her on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, and her beautiful website, which, you know, has delicious looking vegetables right on the front, PashkoWellness.com. So we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the nutrient known as taurine.
Amino acids are chemical constituents that form the building blocks of protein in the body. The official definition of an amino acid is a compound which contains an amino group and a carboxylic acid. Taurine contains a sulfonic group instead, so is not a true amino acid, although it is often referred to as one. The intracellular concentration of taurine is 10 times that of any normal free amino acid.
Taurine was discovered in 1827, but the significance of taurine in nutrition was not realized until 1975, when the journal Science published a study showing that taurine-deficient cats suffered from retinal degeneration. In 1986, the Annual Review of Biochemistry reported that the amount of taurine present in mammalian milk depends on the species. Natural human mother's milk is rich in taurine, but cow's milk, except for the early milk known as colostrum, is taurine deficient. Pediatrics Journal in 1983 printed a study which outlined several of the biologically significant functions of taurine, and an effort was then made to fortify infant formula by adding taurine.
Some species of animals, such as cats, cannot synthesize taurine within their bodies, and so must receive it through their diet. Humans have a very limited ability to synthesize taurine, so adequate intake through diet and supplementation is important. The principal source of dietary taurine is meat of various types and shellfish. Even people ingesting sufficiently high levels of taurine may develop a deficiency due to the overgrowth of certain anaerobic intestinal microorganisms which consume taurine. Certain prescription drugs are known inhibitors of taurine uptake.
The Journal of Neurochemistry published a study in 1975 which showed that taurine concentrations are extremely high in the retina. In fact, the retina contains two binding proteins specific for taurine. Research has yet to determine exactly how taurine functions in the eye, but deficiency of taurine has been found to lead to the degeneration of photoreceptor cells. Continued studies on taurine have linked its presence to several biological functions, besides being a protector of the delicate tissues of the eye. Taurine helps to neutralize oxidizing agents caused by ionizing radiation. Taurine is present in high concentrations in the normal heart. It stimulates white blood cell motility and protects cell membranes from free radical damage. Taurine has proven useful in epileptics to reduce or control seizures. It helps modulate the transport of substances such as sodium, potassium, magnesium, copper, and iron across cell membranes. Additional research supports taurine's role in preventing gallstones.
So, as you can see, the nutrient taurine may be an important addition to your natural medicine chest.
Greetings. Join us on Sunday, June 11th, 2023, and again on Sunday, September 24th, 2023, for a Chinese herb walk and culture experience in New York City's Chinatown. Do Qigong in Chinatown's Columbus Park. Experience Chinese tongue and pulse diagnosis. Visit museums and herbal apothecaries. Learn about Chinese medicine and its theories. Spend a magical day in another country, in New York City. Your instructors are experienced healthcare practitioners and herbalists who have been leading this tour since 1992, over 30 years. For more information, call 203-263-2970. That number again, 203-263-2970. Or send us an email at drznaturally@gmail.com. That's drznaturally@gmail.com. Shay Shay.
So again, welcome back. And thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. And I'd love you to visit us at naturalnurse.com, where you can find links to past shows. It's great because Progressive Radio Network actually has an archive of all of our shows, which we've been doing on this stage since its inception. And we do many other radio shows as well. And many of them are podcasts that you can just find right on your podcast viewer. In fact, The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z comes up on every single podcast venue that I've checked. And another show we do called Herbally Yours. That's Herbally Yours. That comes up as well. So you can just put those in your, I think there's something called a podcast app. That's a new word for me. And I have one apparently on my phone. Someone told me, oh, it's just on your phone. I never knew that. And I looked and I typed in my two shows and they popped right up. So now I get a notice when I'm on. It's really fabulous. So you can do the same on any of your podcast apps. That's The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on prn.live and Herbally Yours, another one that we do. And thank you so much for joining us today. Our guest is Danielle Pashko, and she is an author, a certified health coach, and a yoga instructor. And you can find her on many of her social media platforms as well as PashkoWellness.com. Thank you for joining us today, Danielle.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you told us about your struggle with Lyme, but apparently you also got COVID, which I did also.
Right.
I found it was just, okay, you know, sick for a few days. I used all my natural remedies and got better, including something like oxalococcinum, gammaoling, echinacea and golden seal, vitamin C, a lot of other things, a long list. And, you know, in 5 days I got well, but apparently you had some experience and know more about, I'm glad I don't know too much about it personally, and that is long COVID.
Correct. So I had Lyme disease that I was essentially, I don't want to say recovered because you don't necessarily fully recover from Lyme. It can still be in your system, but I was not really presenting with symptoms. And when I had COVID, I had a very mild case, even though it was Delta, which was the beginning of COVID, but I thought it would just last 10 days and it didn't. And I was very surprised that I started having symptoms that were so similar to my previous Lyme, and that included blurry vision, light sensitivity, fatigue, also the brain fog that we always hear about. And it was something that lasted for a while, and I was able to mitigate a lot of the symptoms. Now, we talk about supplements, and I say that I'm selective about what I use, but there were certain things that actually did help me and therapies that did work to help me. So I am definitely on a track to getting better. I'm still not 100% yet, but I'm definitely.
Well, tell
on
us
way.
More about what is long COVID, because we hear that mentioned in the news now and then. So explain to us what they mean by that.
So long COVID is persisting symptoms once you're finished with the course of COVID, which can be over a period of months. For some people, they're in their third year of having long COVID. And there are so many symptoms that can happen. There's really around 200 symptoms. It's very similar to Lyme disease. Both can present with different types of symptoms based on, it can be neuropathy and nerve pain and fatigue and tinnitus and respiratory issues. The list goes on and on, depending on who you are. And it's a real thing. And it's unfortunate that so many people are experiencing this. 20 million people have long COVID right now in the United States, and it's debilitating for many of them. So for most people, COVID at this point will be like a cold, maybe, hopefully. You know, there are those people who are not well who do become hospitalized or can possibly die. And that's very sad that that's happening, but that is a small percentage. But long COVID is still occurring, even with these milder forms of COVID. Even during Omicron, we had a lot of long COVID cases. So it's something just to be mindful of. If you have an existing health history and you feel like you have a compromised immune system, I would say to still be careful, not put yourself into super spreader events. Really make sure you have your immune system working as optimally as possible, because that is the key to just preserving yourself as much as possible.
So this is a phenomena. It seems to be more prevalent than people might know.
Yes. And, and you don't necessarily have to be elderly or have a history of diabetes or heart disease or be overweight. I'm seeing a lot of individuals that are young and anywhere between their 20s and 40s who actually didn't even know that they had any specific health issues before. And they said, I was doing yoga and I was walking and jogging and I don't understand. How did I get this? So some people are actually presenting with long COVID who appear to otherwise be healthy.
Now, do you know, and I don't know the answer to this, in terms of antibody testing, would people show the development of antibodies? Would they have a positive COVID test as it gets further away from their initial infection?
Not necessarily.
Would they have tested positive for COVID at any point?
Oh, yes, they would have tested positive for COVID. You'll see antibodies, but they don't. But are you asking if people with long COVID have higher antibodies than other people?
Yes, or if they tested positive for COVID for a longer period of time after the initial infection seemed to go away.
It doesn't have to be that way. It wasn't for me. I've had it twice. And after about 7 days, both times I had a negative test. And my antibodies did not last very long at all. They were actually very low. So it's, I work in a clinic and I've looked at other lab work and that's not necessarily the case. So it's really hard to pinpoint the antibodies with the long COVID. It's not necessarily correlated.
Or a positive COVID test.
Right. Well, if they had it, right. If they're still testing positive, you're saying after.
Yeah, right.
Right. No, not necessarily.
Okay. So they start testing negative.
They're testing negative.
They're just still not feeling well for a long time to come.
Correct.
So what is the general medical consensus about that and what to do about it?
It's very mixed, and you may get some, I would say not disbelief, but if you go to certain physicians, they may not really understand long COVID and they may tell you your symptoms are psychosomatic. This is something that's going to resolve in time. Don't be concerned.
Or give you an antidepressant.
Absolutely. Antidepressant.
And then when that doesn't work, they give you another antidepressant. You see it on TV all the time. Oh, your antidepressant isn't working? Well, take this one. It only causes liver cancer and kills you, but maybe you'll be in a better mood. I am so against all of that.
Right. I mean, I honestly didn't have much help from the medical community in terms of going through this, and I've had to work with my diet and also using supplements and making lifestyle modifications.
Okay, so let's talk about something specific. If someone had long COVID, and you can use yourself as an example.
Yes.
What kind of thing would lead you to what protocol, and what would be a protocol? You can name specific nutrients as well.
Right. So the protocol would really be to modulate the immune system, help the immune system get stronger, bring down inflammation, because there is so much inflammation that occurs in long COVID, and it also can even lead to brain inflammation. Your body can hurt, your joints can hurt, and also work on your gut, because we know that 70 to 80% of our immune system lives in our gut, and it's very important. And a lot of people have gut dysbiosis who are having long COVID. There's a connection there. So those three things. And the first place I start is with diet. And an anti-inflammatory diet is actually something that you're obviously familiar with, but it helps to bring down the inflammation by avoiding these inflammatory triggers like processed foods, fried foods, which we know are not good for us, but also really eating whole, good organic foods like organic fruits and vegetables, green leafy vegetables, berries. If you're going to have fish, make sure that it's wild. If you're going to have any kind of meat, you want to make sure that it's organic and grass-fed, and also really healthy fats, which are good for the brain, like avocado, olive oil.
I totally agree. But one pushback I would give you is, what happens if you're poor?
Well,
I can afford all those things, and right. I do. Everything's organic. But when I think about it, and we talk about certain clients, or when I lecture at certain locations where not everybody has so much money, it's really hard to jump to, let's say, organic salmon for $15.99 a pound that was wild caught versus farm-raised salmon, which is $6.99 a pound.
Right. It is true. It's not easy to do everything 100%. And I would say if you're in that category, at least avoid the processed foods, the fast food. If you're going to buy vegetables and they can't be organic, wash them really well. Get a good wash. They have these natural ones.
And also, what you said that's so important is you still could do whole food. Because on the opposite side of that same presentation, when people come in to me who are struggling with income and they have three kids and they go, you know, I can't cook. It's cheaper to go to McDonald's. No, it isn't. And I show them, right. I mean, you could make not organic, but steamed cabbage and brown rice and roasted chicken, even if it's not organic chicken, feed three kids for 2 days on that. And the whole thing costs like $10 versus the fast food, processed food, which is much more expensive in the long run.
Absolutely.
And even the short run.
And if you go to a place like Trader Joe's, you can buy a bag of broccoli or green squash or yellow squash or some bok choy. I mean, these things are not any more pricey than going to one of these fast food places. Really, if you think about it, if you're feeding a family, you can do it. And so I would say to just try to cook as much as possible. And if it's...
Now, one thing I recommend, though, is when people have two jobs, they don't have too much time for cooking.
They don't, but...
So this is what I say. This is what I do. I don't have time for cooking either because I work all day, every day. But on Sunday in my calendar is actually a 2-hour cooking place. So I make
the same
lots
thing.
Of stuff, and then I cool it and freeze a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ideal. I rather have it fresh every day, but since I can't, I cook it ahead of time, and then I have grab-and-go meals.
That's very smart to just have grab-and-go meals. And also, depending on your budget, an air fryer is a very quick way to get meals in 15 minutes. I do that when I'm in a hurry, and they are about $100 to get an air fryer, but it's something that if you can manage to afford, it definitely cuts down the cooking time and it can make it a lot easier for you if you need to.
That's a good, I've never tried one, but I have to say a lot of my friends, in particular male friends, mm-hmm. have told me they love those, that they can make this whole nice meal really quickly in that. I don't know quite what it is, but we're going to take another break right here. And this will be for a station ID for Progressive Radio Network to bring you information about all the wonderful things that go on here 24/7. And remember, you can find them on any app, whatever, and also the website is prn.live. So we will be right back with more, and we'll continue our discussion with Danielle Pashko, who is an author, health coach, and yoga instructor. We'll talk with her a little bit about yoga as well, my favorite exercise system. So we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Is there life outside the 5G AI headset? Only your own. Choose life with Progressive Radio Voices at PRN.LIVE, PRN.LIVE.
Hi, I'm Rodney Harris.
And I'm Kyle George.
And we are a host of A Different Angle. We're two young men trying to crack open the minds of today's society.
Where we'll be talking about mental health and all the struggles from all walks of life.
We'll be having special guests and some fun times as well. You can catch us every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern
on PRN.live. Hope to see you there.
We are Vaccine Information Coalition, and you're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial free and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on PRN.live.
And that is only with Progressive Radio Voices at PRN.live. Are you ready for the Great Reset? Would you like a microchip implant? Or do you want to be downloaded into a microchip? How many implants will each person get? How many downloaded people can fit into one microchip? Is your future afterlife inside of an Elon Musk microchip? Keep listening to Progressive Voices. Get continuing updates. Get real details about the Great Reset on PRN.live, the home for Progressive Radio Voices.
And welcome back to more right here in The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Please visit us at naturalnurse.com, where you can send us a message or look at our classes or look at our books. Dr. Zamperone and I have written many books that you can, you know, check out, as well as look at electromagnetic fields and deflection devices that I find are particularly helpful, especially for anyone that has chronic ongoing issues like we're talking about with guest Danielle Pashko. I find people who have had things like long Lyme disease and long COVID are also particularly sensitive to electromagnetic fields. I don't know if that's your experience, Danielle.
I am sensitive. I am sensitive to EMF. Yes, so, I have shields on top of everything right now.
I find they're helpful, and there are some that I have at my website at naturalnurse.com, and people can link to look at them, that are things like curtains that you can hang in your windows, specific garments that you can wear. There's a lot going on because it's a real phenomena. And with the 5G being sort of everywhere, yes, that made it so much worse.
It definitely has made a big impact in terms of, I'm very, even at night, I turn off my Wi-Fi. I don't like to sleep with it because it affects my sleep. So I actually unplug my modem, and I try to remember to do it every night, but it definitely helps. And it's hard apartment living because you're getting everyone else's Wi-Fi. So even if you take yours off, it's different when you're in a house, but it does especially affect people who have chronic illness. It can affect everyone, but especially this particular category.
Yeah, like everyone, yeah, right. But if you're more sensitive to begin with, you're more likely to, you know, feel the extra stress of those effects.
Absolutely. I also wanted to mention, because we were talking about things that have helped me, and there is one thing that I feel remiss not talking about because it's just been so instrumental for me in terms of my immune system, which is really has taken a toll through going through this. And I have felt very well with mushroom therapy and using a supplement called AHCC, and it's helped so much with my immune system and inflammation. I had a little bit of joint pain before, which I am not feeling now. And it also works as a prebiotic to help your gut microbiome. So As I talked about, I don't suggest a lot of supplements. I'm very light with that. But this is something that I've been using along the course of my healing. And it's something that I wanted to just let viewers know about because it has been so helpful. And making the immune system stronger is so important when you're dealing
with something. Well, you can share the name because there's many different mushrooms. Is it a combination of mushrooms or is it a specific mushroom?
So it comes from shiitake mushrooms. And it's actually been clinically studied for both Lyme and long COVID. It's actually, if you go to ahcc.net is where some of the information is, but it's something I used a long time ago when I used to work with Dr. Raphael Kelman years ago. I'm not sure if you know him.
Yes, well.
Yes. And then
he's been on this show before he passed.
Oh, he has. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember I was using it back then and then I stopped for a long time. And then when I had Lyme, I was taking it and then I stopped. And then I said, I have to go back to it. And it's made such a big difference. So really, there are other things too that I recommend, but just in terms of the safety profile, I really like this and I'm careful about what I suggest, but this has helped me tremendously and I've used it with individuals that I've worked with.
And what's the name of it? What's the name of this thing that you're talking about?
AHCC. It's from shiitake mushrooms.
AHCC, which is one of the active constituents, but it's a specific active ingredient.
Active ingredient, yes. And there's different manufacturers that make it, but this ingredient itself it works really well.
Well, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. And especially with
You're so into the herbs and all the cultivating foods and things like that. So I thought you would be, I'm sure you know a lot about mushrooms, but it might be something interesting to you.
I know a lot about mushrooms, but not as much as my colleague, Wild Man Stephen Brill. If anybody wants to learn about mushrooms, especially in the New York area, Wild Man Stephen Brill has written books about it, and he takes people out on edible and medicinal herb walks, as I do. But don't go with anyone but him if you want to learn which mushrooms to pick in the wild, because I personally know three people who died doing that. Going out in the wild and thinking they knew about mushrooms and, you know, they ate the mushrooms and they died. I mean, three individuals in my lifetime. So it's a very, very tricky. You have to, you know, when you're buying like a product, like you said, that's never going to happen. But if you consider the idea of wild crafting mushrooms, go out with Wild Man Stephen Brill. Do yourself a favor. Yeah. So tell us about yoga.
Yoga is terrific because it's sometimes when people are dealing with any kind of chronic condition, they may not have a lot of energy to exercise. They could get post-exertional malaise, but yoga is more restorative and it's very good also because it's strengthening and it helps to calm the nervous system. And that's something that we need to have under control because when we're anxious, and which you probably would be anxious if you don't feel well, and it's secreting hormones like cortisol and adrenaline and norepinephrine, and it's not allowing you to heal. So doing these restorative meditative kind of practices like yoga are not only good for your physical body, but they're also really good for your mental and emotional well-being. So I love it.
I do too. I do it, you know, definitely 2-hour-long classes a week. And now I have to say, I used to go to classes, and since COVID, I do all my yoga right in my room.
Me too.
because you know what? You do lose something because I love a good teacher who makes an adjustment, you know, pulls your shoulder back slightly and go, oh my God, that's a whole different feeling. I do miss that. But looking at the whole thing of getting dressed and driving and going somewhere and then lots of people in the room and then it's cold. They always have the air conditioner on. I like it really hot and on. And also, since I've been doing yoga so long, since 1962, I have yoga teachers that I love all over the place. And I used to be able to just go to their class when I was at that place. And now, you know, many of them do a mixed class where they're doing it in studio or long distance, I mean, virtual. So that's been wonderful.
Right. Yeah. Yoga's great. I'm sure I'll be doing it for the rest of my life. I think it keeps you young and limber, and it's just, it's one of the best exercises in my opinion, for sure.
So before we end today, Danielle, tell people the best way to find you and in what way are you sharing all that knowledge that you have at this time?
So they can find me on my website, which you mentioned, which is PashkoWellness.com, P-A-S-H-K-O wellness.com, and any of social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And also the way I'm sharing knowledge is working with clients. I do work in a clinic on the Upper West Side with Oz Garcia. And I also am just sharing in terms of even social media, even talking about posts that I think are relevant for things that are people that people are going through today. So it's a combination of when I'm working or also just sharing video content just to really help people.
So you're still very active. So you feel well enough to work.
That's Thank God. Yes. No, I never stopped working. I never stopped. I mean, I pace myself. I'm in the office about 2 days a week. The rest of the time I do work from home, and I think it's important. Pacing is very important, but yes, I am definitely well enough to work. And I mean, I live alone. I live a normal life. You know, I just would like to be at my 100% point pre-COVID. And that I believe will happen. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. So it's when you say long, it's really, you know, meandering along.
It's been long. Well, the first case I started to, after I had it the first time, I was getting much, much better. And then I got it again. And then another set of symptoms came up. So I'm very COVID sensitive, whereas people are entering the world very much as going to events and parties and things like that. And I'm still a little squeamish about that. So I do go into my office and I do wear a mask, but I close my door because I have an office within an office. But otherwise, I try to do things outdoors. I still eat outdoors. I have to be more conscious than the average person, unfortunately.
So that
I hope
you don't
it doesn't stay like that forever.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Oh, thank you
and
for having
listeners,
me.
Yes, and listeners, you can find Danielle's show after or a day or so, and it gets posted on the archive. So if you think you'd like to share that with anyone, and all our other hundreds and hundreds, or maybe thousands of podcasts and broadcasts and radio shows that we have, you can find a lot of them right here on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.live, and at naturalnurse.com under media. They're all posted as well. So thank you so much for joining us today. On behalf of myself, Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, and my co-host, Dr. Eugene Zamperone, we hope that you stay healthy.